We're hearing the whole time about how technology is changing our lives and changing the future. Well, recently, Bobby Healy, who is the CEO of drone delivery company Manna, was at the RTI Hub in Killorglin for the Munster Tech Skills event. I caught up with him to talk about his company, which delivers products to people's homes via drones. It's currently working out of Balbriggan in Dublin, but is hoping to roll out nationwide and indeed worldwide in the coming years. Well, I caught up with him afterwards and I started by asking him to tell us all about Manna.
My business is Manna Drone Delivery. It is what it says on the tin. We deliver things by air. You can order a coffee, you can order a hamburger, you can order a burrito, you can order Tesco, anything you want. And we fly it directly to your house, drop it in your back garden. We winch it down from a height of about 20 metres. Takes about 3 minutes to deliver the product.
And where are you operating?
Today we're just in Balbriggan, North Dublin. So population of 35,000 people. We're testing there. We've been flying for 3 years. Test. We're not ready to scale it. But we will be scaling it across a good chunk of Ireland next year, all going well. And then in a couple of European markets over 24 and 25. We'll launch in the USA this year as well, the end of this year as well. So the way to think about it is there'll be a cliff that a company like ours will climb over in a couple of years when we're ready to scale manufacture and scale fly. And that's probably a year and a half, maybe even 2 years away. But and in the meantime, Ireland will be the first country in the world that gets drone delivery everywhere.
It's hugely fascinating. And is it happening in other places? Is other businesses kind of trying to do what you're doing?
Yes. Google have a drone delivery program called Wing. And they're bigger than us. They're flying in Australia. They've been at this for about 10 years. And most people don't know about it, but they are doing about 20,000 flights a month. So still small. But important. And then Amazon have been trying to do it for over 10 years, haven't done very well. They've made some missteps. I think they've got the wrong strategy. And then there's other smaller companies around the world. There's Zipline in San Francisco, a couple of others. But we're the second biggest now after Google in the world by volume and complexity. And I would say, educated guess, in another about a year, we'll be the biggest. All going according to plan, where we'll overtake everybody else next year.
That's amazing. And so say for the people of Balbriggan who are lucky enough to have the facility now, so how does it work? I mean, do you have to work with the businesses or how exactly does the whole process work?
Yeah, well, we can fly off anywhere, any flat roof we can fly off. We like to fly off roofs because we've good view of the town, and you're starting off at 15, 20 metres as well, which saves a lot of energy. And then any business that when we go into a town, every business can work with us. They just have to give us their product and we'll fly it for them. We don't charge them for that. Obviously, we work with Tesco, with Coca-Cola, with Unilever, Samsung, a lot of big brands. But we also work with the mom and pops, the little, you know, the pizza guy. We work with Beau Bonia, this brother and sister, to make milkshakes. And they're actually, after coffee, they're our biggest vendor. So the winner here is the small local business that everyone knows. The local bookshop, for example, that we work with has a faster delivery product than Amazon has. It's nice, you know, it's a job creator. It's kind of... We think of it as an infrastructure, just like broadband. When you get this, you build on it, and you can build business on it, you can build commerce on it. If you can move products around in 3 minutes to 30 to 100,000 people, it's a powerful thing to have if you're a small business, and that's kind of what we do.
So I'm just thinking those people in the milkshake shop. So if I'm sitting at home, I order a milkshake. How do you do? Do you order through the business?
You can do both. Most of the small vendors, they don't have apps or online presence, so they just appear in our marketplace. So you open the Manna app, you register, you give us your coordinates, and then you choose from the list of vendors that we work with. And in the case of Beau Bonia, in fact, most other vendors, they're in our app, and you just choose the store you want to shop in. It's the same as Amazon. You open it up, you fill your basket full of stuff, and then the delivery is what we do. And, you know, for Beau Bonia, we partner with Flipdish, another Irish software company, that do the shopping basket for us. It's as simple as a ham sandwich, really, for online ordering. The only difference is we limit the volume and the weight that you can fly. So if you're filling your basket full of, you know, a breakfast from Tesco and a couple of milkshakes from Beau Bonia, you'll quickly get over the weight limit or the volume limit, and we'll tell you that. That's the only difference. Well, one small difference is then, if we haven't seen you before, we ask you to register, and the registration involves dropping a pin on the map where you want us to deliver. So that's usually in your back garden or your front garden, or some people, they have trampolines, they deliver onto their trampolines. So long as it's flat and inanimate, we can plonk the product onto it. And coffee is our number one thing we deliver, hot coffee. So it kind of tells you, a lot of people ask us, what is there, you know, any delicacies? No, we can deliver fresh eggs, we can deliver coffee without spilling a drop. Everything is deliverable, really.
And are there any limitations then on the distance that they can go, the drones?
Yeah, we limit them to, probably I would say at scale, we'll limit them to about 3 kilometre, maybe 4 kilometre radius from the centre. But that's in Europe, that's kind of the optimal distance in Europe, about 2 to 3 kilometres. That, you know, most vendors are within 100,000 people at that distance, in high density suburbs or even medium density suburbs. And in the game we're in, it's aviation. At the end of the day, we're an aviation business. We're an airline. We're an aircraft manufacturer. It's all about safety. So you need enough energy to be able to fly 20 kilometres, even if you're only flying 3. And don't forget Irish weather as well. So right where we are in Balbriggan now, it's ferocious weather. I mean, it's right on the coast. It's horrible. But that's Ireland. And by testing in Ireland means we can fly anywhere in the world once we're ready. But I think the way to think about it is, there's probably a lot of rural dwellers will be asking, can they get it? And right now, no, will be the answer. I think over the medium or the longer term, they will. We'll have longer range aircraft. Battery technology will be better. And instead of a 2-3 minute flight, we'll be doing a 10-15 minute flight to those houses. And we would like to, everyone to be able to have it. But there are limits to the technology. And I think for the foreseeable future, think maximum of 5 to 10 kilometres from a business centre. And anything outside of that wouldn't be practical at the moment.
And when would you envisage that point where you would be able to do those longer journeys and say the whole of Ireland would be covered?
So we think we could cover about 2-2.5 million people in the population right now with the technology that we have. And everyone else, I think that, like, we started off in a town called Moneygall. A lot of people might know it, in Offaly, Barack Obama Plaza. There's only 700 people in Moneygall, and we made it work because it's in a tight centre. And the towns that we've looked at, smaller towns that we've looked at, one that I know well is Portumna in Galway. And Portumna in Galway is 5,000 people, in Greater Portumna, 1,500 people in the middle. Too small for it to be, right now anyway, a viable business for us. So we probably fly from Birr as an example. Birr is a big population centre, but it's 15 miles away from Portumna. So we wouldn't be able to fly to Portumna without a dedicated operation there. And for practical reasons, we would scale first to the bigger population centres and take care of them later. So when the people in Portumna or the people in, you know, Killorglin or wherever, when they're thinking about it, I think realistically, and I hate to say this, but it's just scientifically not practical to serve them yet. But I think as battery technology evolves, battery energy density gets better, that feeds straight into our capabilities. I mean, as you get a 50% increase in battery energy density, you get the same distance capability. So I would guess that in less than 5 years, everyone in Ireland should be able to get drone delivery.
And in terms of your business then, would that mean more jobs? Would you need people to service these drones?
Yeah, we're 120 people now, and that's a very small company for what we're building. And so think of us as an R&D software, hardware manufacturer right now. We're not scaling now, but when we do scale, we'll need millions of employees. I mean, it's one of those businesses that takes a lot of employees to scale. And if I just pick the UK market alone, for just 10% of the current UK market, we think about 7,500 separate physical locations and about 50,000 aircraft. And that's going to take a team of probably about 70,000 people. So it is a huge, it's going to be at scale, gigantic industry, just drone delivery. But the better way to think about it is the way an economist would think about it. If you create an infrastructure that you can build commerce on and make commerce more efficient, you create more demand, you create more consumption, which creates jobs. So you think about just a simple one like Balbriggan, where we are now, that Beau Bonnia business, they're selling a couple of hundred milkshakes a weekend now with no fixed cost. So you're creating opportunities for tiny businesses to thrive and therefore create jobs. And there is a world where you could be at home baking cakes in your house or scones and be the biggest seller of scones in the community and only make scones. And that's a job. It's a good job, high margin job, take care of anyone. And we can empower those types of things. So I think aside from the jobs that Manna will directly create, I think it's much more relevant to think about if you had an infrastructure like mobile phone, like internet, like broadband, but you had logistics, last mile logistics that transported these goods around. It's huge net creator of jobs, massive. And we don't know what the numbers look like, but we know that already the impact we've had on the handful of small vendors we've worked with, we've doubled or even tripled their businesses.
And you mentioned your background is aviation, is it?
Jesus, no, I'm a software guy, programmer, still a programmer, and I know nothing about aviation. This is my first hardware business. I've built a lot of software businesses before. This is hardware, and hardware is difficult because it's an iterative process. There's a lot of imperfect science to it, a lot of guesswork and then trial and error and fix, break, and so on. And then when your hardware flies, it's even more complicated because flying is, you know, you're kind of defeating gravity. You're relying on certain complex equations around, you know, how forces work and how forces interact with the environment and stuff. So it is complicated to make a bit of hardware fly. And then when that bit of hardware flies over people, over families and children that are in the community, you have this extra layer of responsibility that you can't just test things if they're not safe. You can't risk flying over people's heads if you're not certain that it's safe. So you have a lot of testing to do. We've 160,000 flights on the clock now. And you have all of these really, really difficult things to simulate in simulated environments and then test in it. We have a bog in Offaly that we rent from Bord na Mona, and we fly there. We crash a lot of airplanes there, intentionally mostly, where we test the limits of the aircraft in different ways. And it's expensive and takes a lot of time. So we have a big team that are, you know, we're spending a lot of money on that are generating no revenue. So it's really, really difficult business to build, but it's a multi-trillion dollar industry. So it's very interesting if we pull it off. It takes a lot of capital, a lot of hard work, a lot of time, but it's great. And I've none of that in my background. I've built big businesses before, but they're easy. They're software businesses, and software, like a ham sandwich, could build a software business and get it right, so long as the idea is right and the market's right. Whereas this is very, very difficult, but a lot of fun as well.
So just before we finish, people maybe in the bigger towns like Tralee and Killarney, we might be seeing your technology sooner than maybe some of the smaller
towns. I love that you call them the bigger towns. I'm a dub, by the way, in case it's not obvious. And no, 100%. Like, the way we think about it is, for Ireland anyway, because Ireland's a bit different for us because it's our home turf, we want to own completely every home in Ireland. We want every home in Ireland to get our service. We're determined to do that. And yes, Killarney, Killorglin, all of the large towns of the kingdom are very valid for us, and we want to serve them. We 100% do, because they speak to what we are. What we are is an infrastructure for the community. And, you know, while we have to be a rational business, we need to scale, we need to be profitable. We do look at Ireland as slightly different, and we want to have every single home in Ireland to be a manor home.